Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording. So I'm going to give you a word in Arab, in English, and you use the tables to translate. I just want to explain to you how to use these tables. If I say, the car is mine.
As-sayara li.
Yes. Okay, is there any possibility? Other possibilities?
Sayyarati.
Look, for example, into the column that has attached pronouns.
Yes, sayyarati.
So you say sayyarati. As-sayyara li. As-sayyaratu li. Or as-sayyara milki. So you see all of these things in the table. Any one of them is correct. As-sayyara li. Got it? Okay. So sayyarati is coming from which column? There's a plus sign there that shows that you can add.
Yeah.
You can add this part, sayarati. You can add this part to the noun. Okay. Let's get another example. If you want to say, the car is yours. Okay. Look at the person who's speaking. Is it first person, second person? The person that being spoken to. It's what? Second person, right?
Yeah.
Because you speak to that person. So it's the second person. So the car is yours. Now, which columns do you go? Which columns do you go for the car is yours? So the first thing is what? Sayyaratuk. That's right. Let me get a red pen so that I do the tashkeel.
Yeah, if someone comes, we'll take it.
Can I have a red?
You know how I'm printing
red?
There. Yeah. Oh, you're printing on them? Yeah. Okay. With the parent ID? Yeah.
Do you need substitute for the Arabic class?
Right now, no. Not for this class.
Okay.
Arabic is another.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Oh.
You can always bring the kids to my class. If you don't have a substitute, you can always bring them to my class.
I'll take a few more.
Okay. But
yeah. If you mean
like a couple. I'll take them. Yeah, I'll take them.
These are highlighters, but these are not. That's okay. Let me see if I find ugly. Okay. So I'll do the tashkeel with the black. Sayyara.
We're already writing in black, though.
T. Or as-sayyaratu li. Or as-sayyaratu Mel, he. Okay, so when you do sayaratuk, sayaratuk, sayaratuk. Okay, so what changes from here is instead of yat becomes kaf. So when you see in the table, it says plus kaf or plus yat, right?
Yeah.
To show that they are attached together. How about anything else? How about the second form? As-sayaratu
laka.
That's right. As-sayara laka. As-sayaratu laka. What is a third possibility? Mel cook. That's right. As-sayara mil cook.
Isn't it milk?
As-sayara to
milk.
Mil.
Sayara is a
female. Kek. Mil kek. As-sayara to mil cook. Or mil kek. Mil cook and mil kek both for. Milkuk or milkak? Depends on the I'rab. Depends on the I'rab. Okay. Now, which form of this is good? The short form is sayaratuk. These form are like to confirmation, like lek, yours. You got that? Lek, yours. Okay? So the first form is usually the easiest form, which is sayaratuk. So here, the ya, which is the ya of the person speaking, became kaf. Kaf is for the person whom you are speaking to. Okay. Let's. The sayara belongs to us. A sayara belongs to us. So, which part of the table do you go? First, second, or third? First, exactly. It's first person. Sayaratuna, mashallah. So, sayaratuna. See how? See how things, when you have a table like this, how things are easy?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, as sayaratu lana. السيارة
تو
لنا and also السيارة what ملكي السيارة ملكي وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. السيارة ملكي. السيارة ملكي. Okay, so you can see different forms here.
Why is it السيارة
ملكي? I'm sorry, ملكنا. ما شاء الله. You're fixing me. You're fixing my errors. That's wonderful. That's very wonderful. That's, I'm happy to see you doing that. Okay.
me just take a picture.
Okay. Oh, you don't have the table?
Is it this one?
Yes, we're working.
Yeah.
No, we're working on the second part of this table, which is go make a copy for yourself. Go make a copy for yourself.
Where the coffee
machine is? Nope. It's right there.
Sit down.
Okay, now we're going to go to pointers, which are called asma and ishara. So they call them here, what is it called?
Demonstrative pronouns.
Demonstrative?
Mm-hmm.
Program.
Pronouns.
Pronouns. Basically, instead of doing this hard name, we can say pointers, like you're pointing to somebody. Now, when you point something, it's usually or it's always in the third person. Always the third person, like he, she, they. There's no pointers for the second, first person and second person. This is page one. Okay. So now let's go. You can find that the pointers depend if they are near or far. If they are near or far. So
I should make two copies now.
Two copies, yeah. It is near or far. Near or far. Basically, if something is near, this is Ibrahim. This is Hania. This is
Asma.
Okay. This is why I say this is because you're near. You're near here. So, the near is say, this is asthma. This is asthma. Okay? So, you can say, here, asthma. By the way, your name is Asma. Okay, but people pronounce it asthma. No, it's Asma. Asma. So, this is asma, hiya asma. Or you say, in Arabic, what do you see read here?
Hada.
Huh?
Hada.
Hada. Hada. Okay. Or hadihi asma. هذه هذه أسماء. Okay, I bring new other tables as well. So she's making copies. They are making copies.
Oh God, what takes them so long?
Hey guys, where are the copies?
Is it that hard to make two copies?
هذه أسماء. If I want to say that was Muhammad. If you say that was Muhammad, who was in the car? Say that was Muhammad. So in Arabic, what do you say instead of that? Instead of can you read this?
No, this is this. That you mean?
That.
That.
That was. So that was instead of hadihi. What do you have? Instead of hadihi. What do you have?
Dalik.
Okay. This. هذا ذلك. Right? هذا ذلك. I'm just don't have my reading glasses. So we say. Now. Why did I say هذا? Why did I say هذه? Because she's a girl. Okay. That was Muhammad. هذا. هذا or what's the right one? ذلك محمد. You like these charts, right?
Yeah.
They help a lot.
They do, but I found a whole lot of confusion.
Because you didn't print the right, you will have a...
Oh, you don't have the right.
You will have another spreadsheet today.
For homework?
Yes.
For
homework. Oh. To use for homework.
So is this...
This is useful, but you get another one.
So should I turn this one in or the other one?
The homework? You can keep it until next week, until you do that. So, ذلك.
So, there's this person's paper. There's this person's paper.
Where's my...
There, somewhere over there.
Okay. How about if you want to point for two? Like saying, they are two girls. They are two girls. And these two girls are where? This is near me. Like I say, these are two girls.
So, W-O. Two.
Oh, two. Sorry.
Is that what you were doing?
I
know you wanted to.
Two girls. Now look here into the third column and tell me.
Okay.
This is
not one.
This is not. Maybe. So look at the first page and tell me. For two female, what do you point? You say this and let me get out my reading glasses. So I think these. So you say because it's near, so you say هذاني. هذاني.
Isn't it هذاني? These are girls.
No, هذاني بنتاني.
It's
هذاني بنتاني. Okay, هذاني بنتاني or هذيني بنتين or هذاني ولدان. There is no difference between girls and male and female in this.
Then why does it say هذاني and
هذاني? هذاني is for near.
No.
هذاني is for far.
No.
Mm-hmm.
They're both near.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Both of them are the same, like you see. There's only pointers, there's only third person. So, if somebody asked me about who did that, then I say, or who were those, so I say, هاتاني. هاتاني بنتاني.
So which one's correct?
هاتاني بنتاني and هذاني بنتاني both are correct. Now I want you to tell me what's the difference between هذاني بنتاني or هاتاني بنتاني. Yes, one هذاني, they are here. Both these, it's these. Those, then you say what? Those, then you say هاتاني. You get this part? So هذا ذلك هذه.
Wait a minute, but it says those are ذلك.
تلك.
ذلك.
Okay. How do I say it for double two females? How do we say it for two males? Two males together. Remember that these alif is for muthanna. Every single muthanna must have what? Alif al-muthanna. Alif. المثنى. ألف is this thing is ألف. مثنى means double. There is no double without همزة. There is no double without the either هذاني or هذيني. The ألف نون or the ياء نون depends on the grammar. So هذاني بنتاني. Okay, it means they are far. هذاني, they are near. هذاني, they are far. So like these or those. These or those. Look at the table, they are translated. These or those.
But those say تاني.
So okay, let's now do the plural. The plural. The plural is the same whether it's male or female?
Yes.
Okay.
What does that say?
So here, the very last. What's this? How come it's not incomplete? Oh, yeah, it's complete. So the very last two boxes, it shows these and those. These and those, okay. These and these, that's an error.
That's a typo.
Or, because it's those.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
What's that?
So those. The very last column at the very bottom, and instead of these become, those. Can you make the correction?
I have one question.
That I'll check on that. I'll correct that. هاتاني بنتاني. You got the idea?
We have a question.
Okay.
What's Vanik and Tanik?
Vanik and Tanik are probably the same
thing. Vanik?
Where? Look, it says those, but you said this is those.
No, these are here. I always bring the English and then below that
no,
is the Arabic.
No. You see how you said هاتاني is those?
هاتاني? Or Tanika.
Yeah, that's what
So these are these and those for two females or, yeah, for two.
So you can't say have any for two females. This is for males.
Yes. You say had any. You say had any.
Okay.
You got that part?
Yeah.
Okay. For near and far, it's simple. Then flip to the next page. There is another very simple topic, which is, what is it called? Huh? What is it called? Okay. The second page. You didn't get the second page? Yes, right here. By the way, all of this can be printed from the internet. And this is a Word file, so you can like increase the size as you want. We're going to do al-ism al-maqsoor. Al-ism al-maqsoor. The meaning is right there. Okay. Yeah, there is no translation in Arabic for the ism al-maqsoor. So basically, they basically need to remember the title, which is called al-ism. What? Al-ism, huh? Al-maqsoor. Did it? Did he mention what's the name? Okay. Remember when I said that some of the words have silent tashkil?
Typo. Yeah.
That is in the second page.
Skyland.
Second page.
Skyland?
Okay.
Typo.
Al-mustashfa. Al-mustashfa. Okay. What if it has dhamma? Al-mustashfu, not allowed in Arabic. So you always say it is al-mustashfa. So it is always fatha. It is always like that. Because it's always fatha, because it is ism-maqsoor. Another example, Amriki.
Why is it a G now?
Amriki. Because, again, that's ism maqsoor because it ends with E.
But Amriki doesn't mean America. It's
American.
American.
Okay. Like Musa. Musa.
America can't.
Musa. So if we have, for example, I say Akala Musa. We always, in the Quran and the writing, we put like alif here. In the Quran, put alif. Like this small. Okay? So, that is called ism maqsoor. That's called what? You don't look even over on the right page. Ism maqsoor.
Yeah? Yeah, he was just
open.
Looking at it.
Okay. So, Akala Musa, okay? Or Musa Akala Musa, or Musa Ya'kul, or Ya'kul Musa. Ya'kul Musa. So, Ya'kul is
eat.
Musa is a person name with what? A name which is what? Maqsoor. You can say a name with ends with ya madda. How about that? You can say the name that ends with what?
Ya madda.
Ya madda. So write down this translation. Okay. Okay. So, Ya'kul Musa. What's the grammar of Ya'kul?
It's
a verb. Is it past, present, or
present?
So, what do you do for a present verb?
Present.
مرفوع منصوب مجرور. Go back to your notes. Baby, go back to your notes. You have the previous notes with you? I need the notes here every class so that I teach you how to look up things in the notes. So the notes become useful and you can easily use it for home. Okay. So nobody has them?
I do.
Can you bring them out? Okay. So here, where's the present? Yeah, the present. The present verb, open page
it's Dhamma.
3. Open page 3, yes. Page 3?
I do.
Okay. Run it around page 3. Do you have, I'm sorry. Do you have your copy? Now you have to bring your copy.
Yeah,
so
you have to.
Where did we, how did we go find out if, what is the present verb is what? Marfu'a. This is the default case.
Yes. Yeah.
Marfu'a.
Yeah.
This is the default case. Remember, don't come and say to someone that this verb, this present verb is this present verb has to be marfu'. The present verb has to be marfu'. Is that right?
No.
No. So what is right? What's the right statement?
The default case
is marfu'. If there are other cases, let me write just one case for that where it's not marfu'. Inna Musa يأكل. يأكل. إن كان كان موسى يأكل. Here, this is a situation where the verb is
last.
The verb is not marfu'. When it is, mainly if it is preceded by kana or inna. Say inna Muhammad shatir. Or kana Muhammadun shatir. Kana Musa shatir.
She told us to repeat it.
So kana Musa shatir, here, this verb, this one, is marfu'. Actually, if we have kana or inna, and we always say kana and the sisters of kana, and we say inna and the sisters of inna. Sisters of kana are several words that would do exactly what kana do. So this is the default case that we're studying right now. So, Ya'kul Musa. If you try, it is marfu'. Can I put Dhamma at the end? Musu. You can see that it will change the name. If you say Musu. Okay? You got it? So, you say it's Madda. But at the same time, you say it's what? Silent. So silent. Silent. Dhamma.
Ala. There's no direction.
Alia. Silent Dhamma. Ala Alia. Ya is the end of Musa. So silent Dhamma, ya, on ya. Can you say Musayan?
Musayan. Two Musas.
Two Musas?
Yeah.
It's not common, but you can say Musayan. or Muhammadan. We use Muhammadan. Okay. Now, Zakaria. Is it Alif Maqsura? Zakaria. Is it? It ends with Ya or Mad? Zakaria ends with Ya or Mad?
Yeah. Oh, Mad.
Mad. So then it is Ism Maqsur. Can I say Zakaria? Can I say Zakariyu? Can I say Zakariyi?
No.
Okay, it's always Zakariya, and it's night, it's silent.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Ara.
So, can you tell me what was hard in the homework? Let's pick something from the homework and do it.
Okay, so
take pictures.
When you started using the word trendy and the other or not having that.
Okay. Now, okay. Now, let's go here and say what's in the homework that was hard. What's the hard part in the movie?
Okay, so I tried to do some of these, but like, you know how on here,
okay,
it says like just this, and then over here it says add, and then add. So am I supposed to add this to this word?
Yes.
Then why did this just say ana hayawan?
It's indi hayawan, means I have hayawan. So.
Okay, so then what do you do over here?
You say Hayawani or Hayawani or
No. For
milky.
We have an animal. For we have an animal. How would I say Nahnu Hayawan?
Nahnu Hayawanat. You have
so
to.
How would I know that? How would I know to like put.
Okay.
So I don't know that. So.
Let's go here and compare to here. Okay, so which part you didn't like? You didn't see. Andy Hayaman? Okay. So it is the first person, plural. Okay. So we go to the first plural. You say Hayawani.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Al Hayawan li.
Oh, okay. So this is an adding? So this is.
The plus sign adding. The plus sign is adding.
And so
this one
here?
Is a standalone word.
So I could have just done
yes.
This.
Say,
okay.
Al Hayawan li. Al Hayawan li. Al Hayawan li. Hayawani. Okay. So the homework, there is, like we started, it started with.
Actually, you could just help me out by just putting some more of the definitions, like how you did only two over here.
That's fine. We just did this. We say Hayawani or Al Hayawan Li. Remember that Hayawani plus yeah. Remember? Plus, yeah. So it adds up. But this one is separate. Al-Hayawanu li or Al-Hayawanu milki.
Oh, okay.
So there are three possibilities. All of them are correct. You can see on the row there are three possibilities.
That makes sense.
Okay? All right. You guys are dismissed.
I'm not feeling it.